Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Go
with the flow. It is welcome to Hammer Time again. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here with my brother, Phil, and our good friend, Joseph Vanderbosch of On-Call Computer Solutions. We're here with you one more week before Dom gets back to you guys. We want to welcome Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Great. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Joe, why don't you give us a little bit of the name of your company doesn't necessarily represent exactly what you guys do. So why don't you give us a little bit of background on what you guys do?
Sure. So the company is On-Call Computer Solutions. We started in 2002 doing just IT support. And of course, the name doesn't reflect exactly what we do now. We offer a lot of other options, smart home technology, office technology, structured wiring. We also offer surveillance cameras, door access, just about anything that you can control or plug into a network, we offer.
Awesome.
And the integration.
Well, before we get into actually discussing some of the reasons that you're here, because we have some exciting new stuff to talk about, we got a call from the big boss. He wanted us to mention how we at Cortez Construction have revamped how we are working our handyman department. So as you all are well aware, we have many divisions within our company. We have our major renovations division, which handles all things from kitchens, bathrooms, additions, any other major renovations that you may have. We have our Better Living Sunrooms division, which is what I run. We do three-season, four-season sunrooms, screen rooms, retractable awnings, solar shades. We now have a new small projects division, and this is where we have transitioned a little bit from handyman. We still have our handyman department, but our small project division handles anything that's really larger than probably 2 days worth of work. We still do have our handyman division. If you guys do have any small projects like that, anything from painting to drywall repairs, changing a light fixture, etc. The small projects division, though, is a new division and it's geared towards getting our handymen out to you faster. So those handymen will be handling very, very small projects, and the turnaround time has really increased. So if you do have any questions on any of that today, if you have any questions on anything that we are doing at Cortez, any questions for Phil or I or for Joe, give us a call. Our numbers are 803-0930, 1-800-626-9236. If you're calling from outside of Buffalo, star 930 from your cell phone, or you can text us at 30930.
So last time Joe was here, I think that the smart aspect of your home was fairly new, and everyone was very, green with it. But as things have evolved, we now see that any kind of home automation, simple or large, has gotten more tangible and more attainable for the average consumer.
It's become more mainstream, right?
Yeah, and, yep. And down to the point where we don't need to get into these fancy high-end, you know, type setups in order
while
to
Joe still does offer those
but we can get into them a little bit easier where the homeowner can do it themselves, right down to, you know, simple light bulbs, even, if you will.
Yep. Yeah, there are a lot of DIY products out there that a homeowner can install themselves and configure with very little hassle. So touching on the light bulbs, Philips offers a Hue product, mm-hmm. where essentially it's a smart light bulb. The entire device is the light bulb. The Wi-Fi connectivity is built into the light bulb. You screw it into place. You configure it from an app on your phone. Mm-hmm. And then you've got control of that light bulb from your phone. You can schedule timing of when the lights turn on and off. You can change the colors. You can have them sync with other light bulbs in the house. It's all done through one app.
And that's a simple thing that anyone can do.
Yeah, I would say it's one of the simpler things you can install in your house.
Yeah, sure. And it's literally changing light bulb.
There's literally no hard wiring to do in any fashion. The only drawback to systems such as that are if, say, for example, you wanted to control your lights and your TV, you would then have two applications to do that.
Right. So that's where it gets a little tricky. There are so many companies out there that have DIY devices that anyone can install. Then you end up with 10 or 15 exactly. different apps on your phone that don't communicate with each other.
Right.
And so you have to remember which app you're using to control which device, and you have to jump in and out of apps in order to control everything in
exactly.
your house.
And for example, if you wanted to, like I said, control your lights and your TV, maybe say, you know, using an Alexa or a Google Hub of some sort, say, you know, I want a Alexa, it's TV time. Well, you're going to have to use a third party application then to control that the lights and the TV to work together. So,
yeah, so there are ways of combining the technologies together with smart home platforms mm-hmm. that make those all seamlessly communicate with each other, and they allow you to control everything from your phone, let's say, with one app. So right. it basically builds all those devices into one platform, and then you control everything from one app. The really great part is now the devices can communicate with each other. So for instance, when this light turns on, I want this door to lock. Or when this door unlocks, turn this light on. Things like that.
Yeah. So, and now touching on that. So people may think that this smart home stuff is all a bit of a convenience that's not a necessity. But why don't you talk about some of the, the benefits of these smart home features for elderly people, for people with kids, for people that maybe travel to Florida in the winter, that type of thing.
Sure. Yeah. So a lot of the technology isn't a necessity, but it really makes your life a lot better, and it can give you a lot of peace of mind. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it can be to help secure the home or make sure that things are okay when you're not there. So as a for instance, I've got a 3-year-old son who likes to wake up before us on the weekends. We have a very basic door sensor on his bedroom door. We get an alert on our phones and on your smartwatch that will ding when he opens his bedroom door in the morning. So we know we've got to go downstairs and see what's going on. But if he wants to sleep in on a Saturday, we get to sleep in too. We don't have to be up wondering if he's wandering around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a really basic example.
He just wants to get up and cook you breakfast. That's
yeah,
all.
Sure. there's all sorts of things you can do with technology to help your kids either stay safer in the house or stay focused on what they're supposed to be doing. So, for instance, you can, with smart home technology, program in automatic bedtimes. So, for instance, at 8 o'clock on weekdays, the TV and the lights in his room turn off. Mm-hmm. Or something turns on to signify now it's time to go to bed.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yep. Yeah, and you can have it programmed so that you can turn the TV on anytime you want on Saturday, but it only works for 2 hours or whatever you've set your limits to. So they're not overstimulated by technology.
And that's through simple apps, or is that through online?
It depends. There are some apps out there you can do one device at a time with, but mm-hmm. normally things like that are more of a whole ecosystem in your house that we program.
So now let's talk about elderly people, because and I'm gonna put him on the spot here, but my father-in-law, we bought him an Alexa probably 3 years ago, and I don't think it's been plugged in yet. So for all these programs that we were just talking about that have, you know, a lot of I guess tech you have to have a good ability with technology and to be able to combine them together and make them work and all of that stuff. What do you recommend for seniors? And, you know, essentially, if you get them set up, how hard is it for them to operate these items once moving forward?
So if you've got a company that is in the business of installing smart technology and it's professionally installed, it should be very easy to operate afterwards. It really shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't take a lot of time to figure out. It should be
intuitive.
Intuitive, and it should be something easy to remember.
Right.
You shouldn't have to struggle with it. That's the whole
right.
point.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess we can talk about seniors and what the benefits of some smart home features are for them. And by the way, I'm not calling my father-in-law a senior yet, just so everybody knows. you know, as far as getting that set up, you know, like I said, if you're doing it yourself, it may be a young person's game. But if you are a senior and you do want some of these features, calling a company that does it is probably your best bet, unless you are tech savvy. So how about you tell us a little bit about what the seniors features might be.
Types of devices that might be that beneficial. Yep. So one item that is great for just about every age group, but I could see fitting into an environment where seniors are in the house, would be smart smoke and CO detectors. So you've got the ability to buy a smart smoke detector now. It's battery powered, or it can replace a wired smoke detector. It also detects CO. It sits in the house like a normal detector, either on the wall or on the ceiling, connects to your Wi-Fi, so you get an alert on your phone. But if we're talking about an elderly community, it can also alert, let's say, their children who may live nearby. So mm-hmm. if the smoke alarm goes off, not only are you alerted in the house, but your family members are alerted too, especially if you're not able to get out of the house.
That's a great tip.
It also communicates with the rest of the smoke detectors in the house. So if the smoke is detected on the second floor on the opposite side of the house, and you wouldn't hear it normally, it is sending the signal through every smoke alarm in the house and verbally telling you which room the smoke was detected in. So you know, okay, the smoke is being detected in the second floor bedroom. I know I need to go this direction to get out of the house.
And that's not even just a good helpful tip for seniors. That's a good helpful tip for anybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, of course. That's what I was saying. They're really beneficial for just about any age group. We've got them in our home because where our bedroom is on the second floor on the opposite side of the house. We would never hear a smoke alarm going off in the kids' room. But now it'll wake our phones up and alert us with the smoke alarm in our own bedroom that there's something going on.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we got a ton to talk about with Joe here regarding smart home. Any questions that you have for him regarding smart home or security systems or even for Phil or I about general construction, give us a call at 803-930-1-800-616-9236. *930 or text us at 30930. We'll be back right after this. Now calling in on the live line from the village of Hamburg on Main Street is John Huber, the vice president and branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Nick, doing great today, and it's an absolute gorgeous day, autumn here in the village of Hamburg.
It sure is, John. So here we are in the fall of 2019, getting close to the end of the year. Does Lakeshore Savings Bank still have another outstanding special from home equity loans?
Oh, Nick, absolutely. We sure do. Something we're famous for. Here at Lakeshore Savings Bank, we're still offering a terrific home equity line of credit. It has absolutely no closing costs, no application fee, no appraisal fee. And we lock in the interest rates at a terrific 3.5% for the first 12 months. And, Nick, we make the process easy for our customers. They can stop into any of our branch locations, whether it be here in Erie County or in Chautauqua County, to speak with any one of our loan specialists. Or you can even apply for a home equity loan with us online at lakeshoresavings.com.
Well, those really are amazing terms, John. So how long does the turnaround time from point of application until the time the customer has access to their new loan?
You know, Nick, we take great pride in our fast turnaround time for loans at Lakeshore Savings Bank. And we don't send our files out of state for underwriting and lending decisions as some other institutions do. All of our lending decisions are made locally right here in Western New York. It results in fast turnaround time for a home equity loan in just 2 to 3 weeks.
That's great. Hey, John, before we let you go, do you still have that special that your bank has been running at 2% on your 11-month and 30-month CDs?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. We still do. It's very popular, Nick. We have great interest rates on CDs at 2% APY with a qualifying checking account relationship and new money brought into our bank.
That all sounds great, John. If someone wants more information, what's the phone number they can reach you at the Hamburg branch?
Sure. The phone number of the Hamburg branch at Lakeshore Savings Bank is 646-9480.
Give us that one more time, John.
That's 646-9480.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, for 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Improvement team, let us remodel your windows, help you build your dream. So many colors and styles that are sure to please, and comfort workmanship will put your mind at ease.
Save big on your home improvement project. Take 20% off all comfort products.
Home improvements and more, comfort windows and doors.
Comfort Windows can turn your dream home into a reality. Just ask any of our satisfied homeowners.
They told me it would take one full day. They showed up on time exactly when they said they would. Their people are extremely professional. They protect all the surfaces that they're working on. They put little booties on so they don't track anything through your house. They vacuumed up every little crevice. There was no trace that they were here.
Save big on your home improvement project. Take 20% off all Comfort products. For qualified buyers, restrictions apply. See Comfort for details.
Comfort is your man for home improvement.
Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scrat and Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and Infratech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon, and with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambience. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Star 102.5 is proud to bring back Buffalo's own Goo Goo Dolls with special guest Rob Thomas and Dean Lewis for the Deck the Hall Ball December 15th at Buffalo Riverworks. The show is completely sold out, but Star 102.5 will be giving away tickets. Keep listening and be sure you're a member of the Star Rewards Club so you know how you can win.
But I'm not crazy, I'm just...
The Deck the Hall Ball is brought to you by Ideal Sculpting, Rachel's Mediterranean Grill, Atwell Eye Care, and G&G Fitness.
If you're a survivor of child sex abuse, a new law can help. I'm attorney Steve Boyd. Jeff Anderson and Associates and I represent child sex abuse survivors. Call us at 600-2019 or visit andersonadvocates.com.
40 North Forest Road, Buffalo.
Want to take more of your favorite music, news, sports, and podcasts with you on the go? Download the free radio.com app today on your phone or connected device. Or listen live on your smart speaker anytime, anywhere.
When it comes to haunted houses, fall is the time of year to have them. So if you've got a roof full of holes or one that's missing a bunch of shingles, then your house is in style right now. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and no one wants to live in a house that looks haunted. If you're ready to finally take care of your roof and its problems, call my friends at Ava Roofing. They will fix it right. Ava works year-round no matter the weather. So while the seasonal guys are packing up for the year, if you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, one of the things I love about Ava is that there's always an expert foreman on every job to ensure your roof looks good and functions perfectly. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. They'll come out promptly with a free estimate. And AvaRoofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove it.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortez in studio with my brother Nick and joined with Joe Vanderbosch from On Call Computer Solutions. We do have a couple phone calls and a couple questions here on the super text, but if you want to get in on this conversation, you could call us at 803-0930 outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-9236, or you could super text us at 30930. So why don't we go to the super text real quick? Good AM. Who was the waterproofing guy from last week? We need someone to look at our wall. That was actually Uncle Rick Pilarski from Frank's Basement. Is it Home Solutions now? They changed the limit.
I believe it's
Pitch Frank's. If you just Google Frank's, they'll be able to help you out. Another question here. Does the air conditioning coil inside a forced air furnace need periodic cleaning? Absolutely. And that's what Peter Gordon was in here about yesterday. Once we start turning that air, the the air conditioning on and the heater on. It's the same concept. You have all sorts of dust mites and gross stuff inside your HVA system that needs to be cleaned out periodically to make sure that it is functioning at a high level.
All right, we're going to go out to Hamburg and talk to Norma, who has a question. How you doing, Norma?
Good. I was wondering, how much are your most inexpensive security cameras for, like, a hallway?
A wireless camera or a wired camera? What? Or doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. You can get into a wireless IP camera that would connect to the wireless internet in your house for under $100 nowadays.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, you got to be aware with those that those are battery operated as well, though, right, Joe?
So there are some that are battery operated, but if you've got a electrical outlet nearby, the wireless in the name is the way it communicates so that you can see it, let's say, from your phone or from a computer. You can share it with family members across the internet, but it still needs power. So you either have to plug it into the wall for power or battery.
Okay,
or
battery.
Yep.
Okay.
So you don't need a computer for one of them, or you do?
Correct. You do not need a computer. They actually have the ability to store the footage that they record right to a memory card in the camera itself. And you can roll back that footage and see what happened previously right from a smartphone or a tablet or something like that.
Where's your number to call the business?
We'll put you on hold and we can have Jason get down your contact information.
And Joe can reach out to you.
Joe can reach out to you. Okay, Norma?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Norma. Thank you.
Norma hangs up. That opens up a line for you. If you want to give us a call, 803-0930-1-800-626-9236, *930 from your cell phones, or you can super text us at 30930. We got another call here from The Shack in Buffalo has a chimney question. How you doing, Shack?
Hello?
Did they spell your name wrong?
Yes.
What's your name?
Shack.
Oh, Shack. Okay.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Good. What can we help you with?
I'm calling concerning my chimney. I had some guys come out and looked at my chimney the other day because two bricks is breaking and the previous owner had caulked the chimney. It's not mortar.
Okay.
The only thing that's venting through my chimney is my hot water tank.
Okay.
And these guys wanted to charge me $1,200 to get the caulk out and fix two bricks. Is that a good price or can I beat that?
So is this on the inside or the outside of the chimney?
It's on the outside of the house.
Yeah, and it's just two bricks that need to be repointed.
Two bricks need to be repointed, but the whole thing has caulk on it, so they need to get all the caulk out and redo that with mortar.
It does seem like a bit excessive, but without seeing how much needs to come out, it's hard to really say.
It's definitely something that our handyman service could take care of for you as well if you are interested in that. That's just an hourly service, so however long it takes them is how much you'll be charged. So it wouldn't be, if it only takes them a little while, it would be less than that. But
that does seem high, though, for two bricks.
It does seem a little bit high, but obviously we would have to get our eyes on it first. Our guys could definitely get out there and take a look at it for you and give you an idea how much they think it would cost. If you want to put you on hold, we can get your info, too.
That would be nice.
Okay, Shaq, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
All right. So getting back to Joe here, like we had talked about on the break, we were kind of discussing how simple and how complex we can get. And I think everyone kind of wants to be somewhere in the middle with what they're doing with their smart home technology. But like you had mentioned, that is now getting more attainable if it's done right. And, you know, you can say that can be done completely wrong as well, which would then result in what?
A terrible experience.
Exactly.
And then you end up hating experience. Technology.
And everyone doesn't want to use it, right?
Exactly.
Let's also talk about, on that same topic, let's talk about the way that your system communicates with its devices versus the way that I guess we'll talk about that after the break, but let me just kind of preface it. Your system communicates differently than other off-the-shelf smart home features would communicate. So essentially, basically, you don't need internet connection to do that.
Yeah, so we use a...
let's get back. Well, remember where we're at, and we'll talk about it as soon as we get back after the news.
We'll talk about that as soon as we get back here, and we're going to go to the news right now. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for this Saturday, October 19th. The Buffalo Skyway has just closed. It will reopen at 7:30 tonight. It's being closed for an advertisement campaign for the Maps app Waze. A Buffalo police cruiser struck a bicyclist last night while assisting on a traffic stop at the city's west side. Police said the bicyclist was taken to ECMC and underwent surgery last night. No update on that person's condition since we were first notified. The Erie County Sheriff's Office has suspended Deputy Wallace Walachek after he allegedly promoted the prostitution of his wife. His wife, Melissa, was arrested in August on prostitution charges on Transit Road. Wallace set to appear in a courtroom next week. President Donald Trump pushing back on criticism on his decision to withdraw forces from Syria. He admitted that his approach to Syria was a little bit unconventional, but touted the recent ceasefire as a step in the right direction. And in the UK, British Parliament has voted to postpone the decision for Britain to leave the European Union. Your WBEN First Alert forecast, it is going to be a nice weekend in terms of having the sun out. It's not going to be all too cloudy at all this weekend. A high of 57 degrees, though, so it's going to be a little cool. Cooler than we're used to. Tomorrow, pleasant with sunshine and patchy clouds. Should be nice for the Bills game. High of 62. Monday, the rain expect to come down Monday night through Wednesday morning. High of 67 degrees to start your work week. Right now in Buffalo, it's a brisk 46 degrees. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely, a bathroom remodel is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese. People love to look for a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. And make sure you visit the showroom at Twin City Glass in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you.
If you need a new roof repair or a complete roof replacement, take care of it now as the cold weather is right around the corner. This is David Bellavia here telling you to call my friends at NBS Roofing today. NBS Roofing has earned outstanding reviews because they're honest. Call NBS Roofing and ask for a free, no BS estimate today. Yes, it's free, and NBS Roofing only recommends what's necessary. And if you book a new roof installation before November 15th, NBS Roofing will also give you a free upgrade with a premium designer shingle. This is an upgrade of an $800 value. And whether you get your new roof fixed now or in the spring, as long as you secure a date to have your roof fixed by November 15th, you're going to get free premium designer shingle upgrades. That's an $800 value. And you can lock in the lower price. Visit nbsroofing.com, call NBS Roofing, and ask Alex about scheduling your free no BS estimate today. Call 302-5522. That's 302-5522.
Moldy grout. Scary showers. Is your bathroom a nightmare? Can your dream bathroom? bathroom during Comfort's Bathtober Blowout. The biggest savings of the year. This month only. Dream it, design it, and have the only bath system backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal installed in just one day. Act now and get a new bathroom starting at just $60 a month. Don't wait. Call, click, or visit Comfort Windows today. Comfort Windows can turn your dream home into a reality. Just ask any of our satisfied homeowners.
Well, the Comfort Window name means integrity to us, the integrity of the work. When we look at the finished product here in the bathroom, we're impressed with the work that they did. We're proud of the finished product.
Act now and take 20% off your bathroom remodel project. For qualified buyers, restrictions apply. See Comfort for details. Don't wait. Call, click, or visit Comfort Windows today. Comfort, the name you know, the people you trust.
Carpet Smart.
If you want a deal on carpets and floors, then you definitely want to get to Buffalo's best carpet and floor showrooms, Carpet Smart Mill Outlet. It's Buddy Shula here, and for a limited time, Carpet Smart is making deals on every type of carpet and flooring that's in stock, reminding you that Carpet Smart has more in-stock carpets and floors than just about any other floor store in New York State. If it's in stock, you'll get an incredible deal. Choose from everything, nothing held back. If it's in stock, you'll save big time. In-stock remnants, carpet rolls, area rugs, vinyl, and laminate. If it is in stock, you will get a tremendous deal right now during these Make a Deal Days at Carpet Smart. Buy anything in stock right now. Carpet Smart offers professional installation just in time for the holidays. If you're thinking about new carpeted floors for your home, you'll never find a better time to get to Carpet Smart. Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga, across from the new Walmart, at Niagara Falls Boulevard at the 290 in Tonawanda. Don't buy carpet dumb, buy carpet smart.
Carpet Smart.
By now, you know all about the beauty and durability of a Gorilla floor for your garage. Now trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in Western New York? It's their zero upsell policy. When you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door with new tracks, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets, on and on. Well, guess what? Maybe you don't need all that. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that'll save you money. Here's Joe Afalo's phone number at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Call Joe now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll save an additional 10% off any purchase of a garage door or garage door opener. That's right, 10% off. Pays to listen to Hammer Time. Here's Joe's number again, 715-6927. Or visit him online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, go, go, Gorilla!
Hammer Time! Go with the flow!
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Corstese in the studio with my brother Nick and joined with Joe Vanderbosch from On Call Computer Solutions. We have a bunch of super text here.
So we have a question that says, with smart technology all being linked to a smartphone device, and it just disappeared. With smart technology all being linked to a smartphone device, would you be exposing yourself to risk of losing your phone or theft of phone, and an assailant entering your house with electronic locks, disarming your alarm, fire your smartphone, and just wreaking havoc, having everything at his fingertips?
So look, I think the question they're asking is, if you were to lose your phone, which has the ability to unlock your doors and control everything in your house,
okay,
are you at risk of somebody else having that same access? And I guess the easy answer is that depends on how you've secured your phone.
Right.
So if you've got an up-to-date smartphone, like an iPhone, an Android phone, it doesn't really matter the brand, you can easily secure that phone with either a fingerprint or facial recognition so that every time you turn that phone off, your physical body needs to be available in order to get back in, or a secure password or PIN code that somebody should never be able to guess. So it'd just be like, aren't you exposing yourself to letting other people into your computer or your home network Well, no, not if you have a secure password on your Wi-Fi and your email accounts and your bank accounts and things like that. It's no different than all the other technologies that use passwords.
So that's a really good question because, you know, I know a lot of stuff in my house works off of a geofence. When I get home...
Well, and that goes back to what Joe was just saying. You know, I think a lot of it is the system that you are using because you're using more of a out-of-the-box system, right?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about my garage door. I pull in and it opens.
So there is nothing you need to unlock on your phone.
That's not unlocked, though. It's just me pulling into my neighborhood. I never really thought about that. Now,
well, that's an option you've turned on.
Yeah, I can turn it off.
Obviously, you can turn that off. Yeah. So in that case, the physical phone needs to be present
and not
at
unlocked.
Your house in order to open the door. So I could say that's no different than someone finding your key and walking up to the front door.
That's a great point.
Obviously, you can turn that feature off. You can turn it on. You don't have to be... It doesn't have to be as easy as driving up. You could have to put a PIN code in order to let yourself into the garage door.
The other thing that I always worried about, and this prompted me to turn off the Alexa-enabled ability to open my garage door. In the summertime when the windows are open, someone could very easily scream in your window, "Alexa, open the garage door," and it would open the garage door. So I turned that feature off.
Yep, so... Technology in that regard is changing, and what you're going to see shortly, I'm going to guess within the next 5 years, is voice recognition to the point where when you ask Alexa, Google Home, Josh AI to perform a task, it recognizes your voice from anyone else's in the world, specifically, let's say your wife, your kids, friends, neighbors, whoever, and when you say, "Alexa, play my playlist," it will play your playlist. And when your wife asks it to play her playlist, and you don't have to give a name or anything, it just recognizes.
Alexa is actually already doing that because every time I ask her something, she says, "I can learn your voice."
Right.
But you know what's crazy too on that point? You ever hear a commercial and when they say Alexa on TV, your Alexa doesn't answer because it probably have a program
which
it
used to though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's getting better. It's not there yet. And especially with the security of your house, that's where it gets, like you were saying, somebody could walk over and yell through the window.
Right.
They are coming up with ways to fix that problem.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about a few other things here, Joey, that you do, you know, in terms of, I know we're talking a lot about smart home stuff and the security features and stuff like that, but there's also a whole other aspect of smart home in terms of your audio and video experience in your house. I mean, it's becoming a big thing when someone's building a new house, like we will be doing at my house soon. You want to incorporate these things into the rest of the house because that way you don't have external speakers, you don't have, you know, you have all that stuff, put together. So why don't you talk a little bit about that stuff?
Yeah, so one of the great features of smart home technology is simplifying the ability to listen to music or watch video in any or every room of the house. So as a for instance, you can pull up your favorite song and hit a button on your phone and hear it in the room you're standing in or in every room of the house if you've got people over. So you can transition between outside and inside and from the kitchen to the living room to the family room. And the same music is playing everywhere. You can do it with voice control. You can do it from a tablet. You can do it from an interface on the wall. Very simple to use once it's set up. The other component is video. So let's say you've got one Blu-ray player, one cable box, one Amazon Fire Stick. You can watch any of those three on any TV in the house with video distribution. So you don't necessarily have to have a Blu-ray player in every room of the house or a cable box in every room of the house, which we know charges a monthly fee every time you add a cable box. So you can reduce your monthly fees by having video distribution.
So you can have one DVR, one box in the house, and then just watch it on any TV with basically you need a receiver.
The way the technology works is you basically pull a single Ethernet cable from the video distribution unit wherever your equipment is, out to the television, and there's a tiny little receiver about the size of a deck of cards that then brings the video into the back of the TV.
So really you're going from paying your cable company, you know, $8 a month to use their box on every single TV that you have in your house to the cost of an Ethernet cable, essentially.
The Ethernet cable and the receiver. Great part is you can then tie that video in with the audio. So in other words, you don't have to hear that coming out of the TV speakers. If you've got a great pair of speakers in the wall or in the ceiling of that room, we can peel the audio out so it comes out of those speakers instead of the TV. And then when you hit the button to join the rooms together, the video and the audio is perfectly synced so that if, let's say, you're watching the Bills game, you know what happens when you turn the Bills game on three different TVs with three different cable boxes. Yeah. They're never in sync.
Absolutely.
This perfectly syncs the video and audio so that you can have a party watching the game and you can walk between every different room in the house and hear that game perfectly clear and see it without the voice and the video not being in sync.
So, you know, and I'm sure what a lot of people's question on something that everyone would want this, right? I want that 100%. We are doing it in my house. But what is your roundabout cost for just a system like that, just to get your TV so that you're and really, what do you think you're saving in terms of eliminating cable boxes and extra fire sticks and all that stuff?
Well, as we sit here today, the monthly savings is kind of a bonus. It's not going to be worth it if you're only trying to save that $8 a month per cable box, because the equipment can be costly. Mm-hmm. You're really getting the benefit of having a great user experience in the house and being able to have a bunch of people over and have everyone have that same great experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's really more for someone who wants to embrace the technology and really take it to its limits. But you can get into a system, a video distribution system like that, for under a couple $1,000s to do almost every room in your house or every room
in
the house.
And it's a one-time cost. Right?
Yeah, it's one time for the install. The equipment is very high quality, lasts for the life of your products. And you can then tap into extra TVs by pulling Ethernet. And Ethernet's very inexpensive. It's about 10 cents a foot.
And so you really, I mean, obviously something like this is something you're going to recommend to someone who is building a house or is doing a large remodel, maybe adding an addition on, something like that, because pulling that cable is going to be something you want to do when your walls are open, or even getting it ready for, if you know you don't think you're going to do it right off the bat, maybe doing it in advance, and then down the line you put buy the unit. Why don't you explain what the video distribution unit is, because that is really what operates the whole thing.
The video distribution unit essentially takes an input in from HDMI, so it could be a cable box, a Blu-ray player, a Amazon Fire Stick, a Roku, an Apple TV. It doesn't really matter what the device is. Then that splits the signal and sends it over Ethernet, which allows you to send the signal, let's say, instead of 50 feet like an HDMI cable, you can go up to 330 feet, which will cover most homes. And then you can just buy a little receiver that translates that signal from Ethernet back to HDMI. So essentially, you're extending the signal over a very inexpensive cable, and you plug that right into the TV. Wow. That's the first component. The second is you need a way of controlling it. So you do need home automation in order to control each TV. But the splitter is very easy.
So essentially, you need a receiver, basically like in the old days, like a home theater system would be, but it's a more involved, and that can do your lights and all the other stuff as well, right?
Yeah, the home automation system has the ability of controlling any or every device in your house that's smart-enabled and compatible.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll talk more about this after we get back from the break here. We're going to take a quick break. If you have any other questions at the end of the show here for Joe or for Phil or I, give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-626-9236, star 930 from your cell phones, or 30930 to text us. We'll be back right after the break. You know that smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time of the year. That smell is dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites, and even worse than that, dust mite feces that have all settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. Folks, all this unhealthy junk burns off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what is remaining in your air duct system. Peter, last week when you were in the studio, or 2 weeks ago now, Peter, there were a couple of callers that told us of life and health changes. Results from your service and products, right?
Once again, that's kind of what motivates us all at Indoor Air Professionals. It's just, it's the thrill of getting people healthy. And so what you just described is what's in there, and when we do a thorough duct cleaning, must say thorough 95 to 99% of all that contamination you described gets scraped out of the ductwork. And then, of course, we take the indoor air quality to the next level, especially with those folks that have from minor sinus to allergies to COPD. And, of course, we all have loved ones and friends that have gone through the worst struggles of having a compromised immune system due to, you know, the chemos and radiation and stuff like that. And I'll tell you right now, so we do that with the medical grade air purifiers and high capacity dehumidifiers. And guess what? You don't need an app on your phone. You just set it and forget it. They're both Energy Star rated, using, especially the medical grade air purifier uses, it's 40 times more efficient than HEPA, as well as it's Energy Star rated. It costs you, you know, about 5 cents a day to operate. It's amazing.
My friends at Indoor Air Professionals can make that sick, headachey, stuffy feeling go away. They're the only full-service, fully certified indoor air quality company. They have the best equipment on the market, and yes, Indoor Air Professionals can really make a dramatic difference in your breathing by relieving your allergies, asthma, make you sleep better, reduce dust levels, and even improve the airflow, just like we heard from the callers a couple weeks ago on this show. I noticed a big difference when Indoor Air was out at my home last year. Allergy symptoms went away. There was a lot less dust on everything. Peter, why don't you tell us what else Indoor Air Professionals do to improve the indoor air?
We mentioned the medical grade air purifiers and then the high capacity dehumidifiers. Once again, use about a third of the energy and have five times the drying capability. A 5-year warranty, made in the USA. Fantastic machines that will also help dry up your home, and that's part of the indoor air quality equation.
That's awesome. Why don't you tell us what the Hammer Time special for today is?
Okay, so we have Lori. Lori is amazing. She is an indoor air quality expert par excellence, and she's there to answer your phones today. Be patient, because she's there.
All right.
At any rate, it's $39 off for a first-time customer, but of course, if you're a repeat, which we have about 53,000 out there. Not all are ready right now, but many are. And senior, military, law enforcement, and first responder get even a greater deal than that. And so that's what we got.
All right. Call Peter right now at 683-3000. That's 683-3000. And get your family breathing easier like I did, because there's a long winter ahead.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals,
for every breath you take.
Kenny Carpets is the most loved carpet and floor store in Buffalo. And there's a reason. Because Kenny has been beautifying homes since 1960.
To the Kenny Carpets.
The most popular sale in our history is on right now. Stain-free carpet installed with pad, just $2.22 a square foot. It's true, just $2.22. It's the world's greatest stain-free carpet with three different warranties for just $2.22. It's true, just $2.22, only at Kenny Carpets and Floors. $2.22, and that price includes installation and carpet pad. It's true, just $2.22.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Your kids, your pets, your mom, and your neighbor. There's a reason Kenny is Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store. It's selection, service, and installation. And $2.22. It's true.
To the Kenny Carpets.
To the Kenny Carpets.
We charge $116 for Buffalo's nosiest furnace test and tune. But in October, it's only $60 for go-getters like you. Have National Fuel? You get a $60 rebate. My math says that's free after rebate. This test and tune is just as nosy, and your furnace will be just as tickled. It's good on boilers, too. So go and get on Emerald's schedule, go-getter.
Comfort is always on call. Emerald, heating and cooling.
Spend your summer days and nights where you belong. On the patio at Phillips WD Bar and Grill at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. The drinks are cold, the steaks are hot, and the seafood is delivered fresh daily. Plus, we've got the city's best view of Canalside that'll have you coming back for more every time. The patio at Phillips WD Bar and Grill at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.
When a loved one passes, many choose cremation. Elm Lawn Memorial Park is the leader in cremation memorial options, including traditional graves, stunning indoor glass front niches, and natural boulder and memorial bench options, all in a park-like setting. Call Elm Lawn and ask about special discounts and interest-free payment plans during their fall savings event, celebrating lives and preserving memories since 1901. Delaware and Brighton Road in Tonawanda. Elm Lawn Memorial Park, an independently operated, not-for-profit cemetery. 876-8131. That's 876-8131.
About to turn 65? Well, it's almost time to make choices for Medicare enrollment. It can be totally confusing. Pick the wrong thing and you may pay more than you have to. Call eHealth. We have over 20 years of insurance experience and offer Medicare plans from several of the largest insurance companies. So, you can make a big fat guess or call eHealth now for a free consultation. 800-MEDIGAP. 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 This is an insurance ad for eHealth, a licensed insurance agency not affiliated with Medicare or any government agency.
Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scrat and Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and Infratech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon. And with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scranton Surrey Builder Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambiance. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. We are down to the final few minutes here. We got some super texts, then we got a couple last minute things we want to touch on with Joe. So why don't we go to the super texts real quick and just see what we have here. I have an old home with a porch that has a brick facade and concrete top. The brick is crumbling from moisture. Way to repair without rebricking front. Concrete top is not level and cracks. How do you fix this? It sounds like that's falling apart. I wish I had a good answer for you. I mean, if it was just the brick, I would say that, yeah, you could just have it repointed. And if there are some falling out, you could just have whoever's repointing replace those couple bricks. But if the top's crumbling as well and it's not level, you could have someone come out and jack up the concrete that way to get it all level.
But then you have the brick issue still.
Yeah, you still have the brick
issue.
It might
just make sense to pull it down and put a deck on or something.
But yeah, that's a tough one again without seeing it, these brick questions. But I would say that those are your two options if you did want to go ahead and repair that. Any mason can repair brick and repoint it. And then there's that leveling option as well for the concrete. Luxury vinyl plank floor. Hang on. Can you install this over ceramic tiles? We want to replace our ceramic kitchen tile in our kitchen with luxury vinyl plank. Thank you, Mary Lou. So Mary Lou, you can do that. We at Cortese, the one thing that we do when we sell an over an existing floor, especially over tile, is we go ahead and flash the grout lines. The reason we do that is so that when the plank, the floating plank floor is installed over the tile, if the seam of any of the plank floors hits a grout line, it would leave a void beneath there that would cause some deflection and the seam could actually come apart. So we would want you to go ahead and put some leveler, flash out the grout just so you do have a flat surface underneath it. And then more importantly, after that, make sure you wipe all that down so it's spotless, because if you do have anything underneath that floating floor, you're going to feel it and see it. So thanks for those texts.
The other thing, Mary Lou, that you want to make sure of with that luxury plank floor is that if you are going to go over tile, wherever there are transitions to another floor surface, that you're not going to be too high at that point.
Especially around steps and stuff, too.
Right, the one reason to remove tile would be so that your transition to maybe a carpet or to a hardwood floor or wherever the next floor is not too high and would cause a tripping hazard.
So. Thanks for those texts. Those were great today.
All right, back to Joey Vanderbosch here. here from On-Call Commuter Solutions. We have, I know we talked about a lot of the, we have 2 minutes left here, but I know we talked a lot about the attainable features of smart home, but we wanted to just get into some of the, as you call it, just plain cool stuff.
Sure. So at CEDIA this year, which is a consumer electronics expo for integrators, mm-hmm. which is what we do, they had a lot of really cool stuff mm-hmm. that, some of it's ready today, some of it's coming down the road, but one of the things that stood out as one of the things that was just plain cool to have, if you've got the checkbook for it, today you can subscribe to a service. You buy a piece of equipment, rather expensive. It's about $15,000. It's a
that's all.
Yeah, just that's it. From a company.
I just won't put my kitchen in at my house.
Yeah, from a company called Red Carpet. They offer you the ability to instantly hit play at your house on any new release movie while it's in the theater. So if a movie releases on a Thursday night at midnight, you can play that movie at 12:01 at the exact same time that's in incredible. Your home on your home theater.
For how much rental?
So, of course, it comes with a price tag. to do that, the average cost is $3,000 per rental, and you can watch it up to 2 times within, I think it's 36 hours.
That is incredible.
I'll stick with iTunes.
Yeah. So that obviously is marketed to the more affluent people in the world that
my $5.99 rental
their friends
is fine
without leaving the house.
Well, Joey has a list of probably 6 more of these just plain cool items. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. If you want to have them out to your house, he'd be more than happy to do that. But we want to say thank you again for listening to Phil and I here for the last few weeks. Dom will be back next week. We want to say thank you to Joe Vanderbosch.
Thanks for having
Computer
me, guys.
Solutions. No problem. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.